WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Administration officials are in the Middle East for talks on Syria and a ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says a deal on ending the fighting in Gaza could be very near.
I believe that every day brings increasing risk, which is why there's such urgency to try to get this deal.
Sullivan says Israel has indicated it supports the deal, as does Hamas. Travis Timmerman of Missouri has been found near Damascus, Syria, after being freed from prison by Islamist fighters. He spoke to CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten. The only really bad part was that I couldn't go to the bathroom when I wanted to.
Firefighting crews aren't letting up in their battle to bring a large wildfire under control in Malibu, California. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
It's been a nonstop battle for crews trying to contain the Franklin Fire across Malibu, and it's forced some 6,000 residents from their homes. Since Monday, it's consumed more than 4,000 acres.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has sent a warning to four voice service providers in the state, accusing them of allowing illegal robocall traffic on their networks. According to a press release, warning letters were sent to KWK Communications, Inbound, AKA Management, and CallVox. Attorney General Call is part of a bipartisan and multi-state litigation task force seeking to protect consumers from the irritating robocalls. The warning letters included specific instances of suspected robocalls using the four networks. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced the arrest of three suspects and the recovery of a record amount of methamphetamines. According to law enforcement authorities, the investigation into the alleged drug trafficking operation took around 2 months, and nearly 10 pounds of methamphetamines were recovered with the help of the West Central Drug Task Force and other agencies. The estimated street value recovered is over $360,000. Two of the suspects, Mei Kong and John Song, are from Eau Claire. State Representative Jody Emerson is renewing calls for the Joint Finance Committee to release $15 million in funding for the healthcare crisis in the Chippewa Valley. The funding was approved after HSHS announced the closure of hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, but stalled in the Republican-controlled committee after Governor Tony Evers used line-item vetoes to make the funding more flexible. Representative Emerson is again urging the release of that funding as the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative develops plans for new hospitals. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers' Luke Musgrave returns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers tight end Luke Musgrave is back at practice after injuring his left ankle against the Vikings late September and finally having surgery about 2 weeks later.
I definitely knew that I hurt it, but we didn't know that it probably needed surgery until after the Rams week.
How's your body feeling now?
Feeling good. Still getting back into it, still working into the ankle, but body feels good. Been in the weight room a lot, so it's been really good.
Some good news for the Badgers football team. Wide receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind last night and decided to stay at Wisconsin, but both quarterbacks, Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke, have entered the transfer portal. Baseball, the Brewers added two minor league pitchers, Grant Wolfram from the Rangers and Connor Thomas from the Cardinals. Brewers GM Matt Arnold at the winter baseball meetings in Dallas.
We're excited about having Freddie Peralta at the top of our rotation. We had guys like Tobias Myers step up. Really happy with Aaron Civale at the end of last season. There are a lot of different options there. I think we'd certainly be open to adding another starter as well.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with morning show host and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show, who has likely seen Jim's pick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show. Broadcasting from Racine, I'm Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, guest host. For Todd, Todd's in an airplane on the way to Seattle, Washington. Can't do the show from the airplane, so I said I would be happy to guest host for him. Going to Seattle because he's going to broadcast from there tomorrow. That's obviously where the Packers and the Seahawks are going to play. Our lines are open, 855-752-4842. We will take all calls. There are callers on the line, but before I do not hang up. Do not hang up if you're on the line, but I'm going to pitch this to Mr. Zomers. We are doing a prize giveaway, and Mr. Zomers has all the details. Then we'll come back and go right to the lines. Do not hang up.
Yes, Todd and I talked about this yesterday in preparation, and here's that conversation now.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Zomers and Matt Flynn, my good friend, my great friend. Matt Flynn, appreciate you guys filling in today. We are on the road. I am in a Delta jet, hopefully, as we speak right now, flying from Minneapolis to Seattle. We will bring you the show live from Seattle tomorrow as we preview the Packers taking on the Seahawks on Sunday. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will be with us tomorrow as well, and many more surprises from Seattle. But right now, Mr. Zomers, time once again for the Civic Media's grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. It is Civic Media's grown-up gift list. Now, Matt Flynn is an attorney. He can tell us whether or not we've taken too much liberty with intellectual property from It's a Wonderful Life. But you understand this is not for kids. You don't, Matt can speak for himself, but during the holidays, I enjoy an adult beverage. And, you know, might be a little brandy. You don't want to give that to the kids. So here now is the grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. By the way, this is remarkable. Normally, it's the Civic Media attorneys out in the hallway. Civic has brought in an actual attorney. Matt Flynn is here to remind me that I have to tell you this is a statewide contest.
Yes, it is.
It's a statewide contest. All right. And so this hour... someone is going to win, hold your horses, an all-inclusive overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's a beautiful place. We've had our civic media party there. I know Matt's been there before, and his lovely wife, Mary. We enjoyed a breakfast together. It's a great place, Chula Vista. So someone this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then everyone is going to be entered in for one of 8 grand prizes chosen randomly by computer at the end of the contest in just over a week. Could be a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, or a set of luggage. And I bet you, Matt can speak for himself, I bet you in some of his books, some of his characters use luggage to get away.
I suppose so.
He can speak. But so you could win a set of luggage right out of a Matt Flynn novel in this contest as well. So you have 1 hour, a little under 1 hour to text in. Here's how you do it. You download the Civic Media app to your iPhone or Android device. Go into the search bar of your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. You click the little CM logo. It's free. Takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Then you open it up. The first 11 stations are the news talkers where we're at. Choose the one closest to you or just click on the one that looks pretty to you. And then when you open it up, it's going to say text down in the lower right-hand corner. Click that text icon. Now you're all set to go. So now I'm going to give you the word. Matt and Zomers are going to remind you throughout the hour and text this word, and then somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and everyone's going to be eligible to win one of those great one of eight grand prizes at the end of this contest. All right, Mr. Zomers, the word this hour is winter. Winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. It certainly feels like winter today. The word this hour is winter. Text winter right now to the Civic Media app. Very chilly in Madison today, by the way. The winter has moved in. That's why I'm going out to 40 degrees and rain.
So much better. So much better. Right.
Look, I'm on the plane. I'm going to get out of here. Let Matt Flynn continue his outstanding show as always. Matt, I appreciate you so very much. You're doing yeoman's work. I respect you so much, and I know our listeners enjoy having you on, and I'm going to leave it to you and Zomers now to finish out the rest of the hour. Again, remind folks, the word is winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. Text the word winter right now. It's a statewide contest. For right now, though, I'm on a plane. I'm leaving on a jet plane and back to more of our great show with our guest host, Matt Flynn. That's great. That's great.
Thank you, Todd. That was very good. Todd, have a safe trip. Have a safe trip. Great to hear from you. We're going back to the lines. I hope Corrine in Milwaukee is still on. If you are, thank God, because this has been a long delay. Corrine, what's on your mind today? And thank you for calling.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
What's on your mind today, Corrine? Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Matt. Nice to hear you again. You have a very, healthy, energized voice, and I'm glad that you're still doing what you like.
Thank you.
And I absolutely agree with you in terms of abortion, that just to say, we just have lost our freedom is not good enough, because besides what you said absolutely accurately, there's also a fact that now we have more and more that drop off boxes, babies. So can you imagine in the 20 years, we have a generation of babies who our parents didn't want them to have, couldn't have it. Whatever the reason is, they couldn't even go through adoption process. They just dropped them off in the box. What a generation we're going to have. And I know you know, that after they actually did that federal law, put that federal law in place, in 20 years later, this country had a dramatic decrease of a crime. And they figured it out that it's due to that the people do not have unwanted children. And it's a big thing to do for a human being to know that somebody wanted you to be here in this world. And another thing about the Biden and Democrats, I'm upset, everybody upset. But the thing is, you have to shake it off, and we have to get into at least the topics what we are interested in, which is take the money out of politics. Republicans are talking about it. So why wouldn't we be there too? Because we're not going to allow this country be run just by one kind of opinion.
You hit the nail on the head, Corrine. Thank you for calling. I really like your opinions, and feel free to call in anytime. Thank you very much. Mr. Zomers, is anyone else on?
Yes, we have Nick in Lake Mills.
Nick in Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Well, a little different twist from my previous caller. I remember when you had the morning show about 3 years ago, going into work, and we're talking about Donald Trump and the indictments, and he appointed Merrick Garland, and Merrick Garland was dragging his feet, and we watched 4 years of him stretching out court cases and all this stuff, but they couldn't get the work done because of bad optics or policy or whatever it was. So now here we are with Donald Trump, the president-elect, and we got an inauguration coming up. So with Biden, with apparently these new presidential powers that the Supreme Court awarded a president and official acts, where's our SEAL Team 6? Where's our Packer sweep? How are we going to inaugurate this guy? Is Vice President Harris going to have to certify the election? What if she decides not to? What if he is such a threat to this country? How is he allowed to take office? What happens if he has a heart attack and he chokes on amphetamines or something like that down in Mar-a-Lago? If he doesn't make the inauguration, is there going to be another election? Like, how are we allowing this to happen?
Yeah, Nick, thank you. Let me tell you, I'm going to just quick hit a couple of legal points about what you raised. Kamala Harris will certify him. In 1960, Richard Nixon as VP certified John Kennedy, who'd beaten him. So there's precedent for it. And it's not pleasant. The question is, do you believe that there was systemic fraud to the point that it changed the result? Do you believe that? Now, in 2020, Trump said there was, and he was lying, and his people went up and they beat up and they injured 140 police officers. We don't do that kind of thing. The Ruskies clearly interfered, or people on behalf of Trump, calling in bomb threats to the Navajo Reservation, to inner city polling precincts. They're a violent party. A fish rots from the head down, and Trump is rotting, and that is all very true. But what do you do when we nevertheless lost about 9 or 10% of our support in Manhattan and in Chicago, which was not due to chicanery? My best guess is that Kamala Harris will certify it, and we have to stand by and be as vigilant on our toes. History occurs every second of every day. There's no vacation from history. Whether you're awake or asleep, and you're not woke unless you know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Constant vigilance is the price of freedom. Thanks a lot for calling, Nick. Always like hearing from you, and I hope you continue to call. We're coming up on another break. Mr. Zomers, if there are more callers, please tell them to hold on. We'll get back to them. And what I want to introduce when we get into the next segment is the race for DNC chairman. We have a Wisconsin guy, Ben Wickler, a friend of mine, a terrific state chair running. I support him, and I want to explain what the dynamics are in that race. Back very, very soon. Do not hang up.
.5 The Tap.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have state updates today, including North Carolina's Supreme Court race and a power grab by its legislature, ranked choice voting in Alaska, and more charges in Wisconsin for Donald Trump's fake elector scheme advisors. We reported December 11th that a GOP state Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and failed in two recounts asked the North Carolina Election Board to invalidate 60,000 voters. North Carolina Newsline reports that in a 3-2 vote Wednesday, the board rejected that request, though a court appeal is likely. Also December 11th, the North Carolina legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill designed to strip power from the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. In an attempt to retain GOP power before it loses its supermajority, the authority to appoint election board members was shifted to the state auditor, a Republican. The attorney general was also stripped of any ability to bring suit against legislation proposed by the legislature. In Alaska, a recount of the attempted repeal of ranked choice voting and open primaries is complete. The repeal failed by 0.25%. In Wisconsin, 10 additional felony forgery charges were brought against Trump campaign advisors, attorney Jim Trupas, attorney Kenneth Chesbro, and Election Day director Mike Roman. We have links to more on all of these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Todd Olbow Show. Matt Flynn, guest host. We're going to go right to the lines. We have two people at least holding. But before we do, I want to follow up on my brief statement before the break. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, is running to head the whole shebang, the whole Democratic National Committee. There are three opponents, but only one of them really has any chops at all. That's Ken Martin, who's a state chair in Minnesota. The other two are Martin O'Malley, he's a former Maryland governor, ran for president at one point, and a state senator from New York. It's really between Ben Wickler and Ken Martin. And I want to make this statement, and I'm not just saying it because I'm a former state chairman myself. Ben Wickler is a great guy and the most effective state chair in the country. He's raised very, very good money to support our candidates. He has very skillfully negotiated divisions within the Democratic Party. We absolutely need him. And so anything you can do, you have no vote. They're going to vote at the beginning of February out in D.C. But when you know people who are on the state Democratic Committee, the Ad Committee, or Democratic National Committee representatives, people you know in your hometown, make it clear. Ben Wickler is our guy. He is our state chairman here in Wisconsin. He's going to be the next chairman of the Democratic National Committee. We're going to the lines. Going to the lines. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Keith of Broadhead. Keith, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Keith?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Long time no hear, man. I love hearing you on here.
Great to have you back, Keith. Yeah, tell me what you're thinking.
Well, you know, here's what I'm thinking, Matt. Ben, I do like Ben. He's a good guy. You're right. And I think he's a very effective leader for the state, and I think he would be an effective leader for the national. My position on our policies going forward as far as Democrats is, or focus rather, we need to get back into rural America. We need to work our butts off to show rural America we care about them. We have completely lost them. We've lost their faith in Democratic policies for the last 20 years, maybe longer. If we don't do something to get back in there, we're done. We can't just rely on the cities and the liberal bastions. If you look at every single state in this country, probably 65 to 70% of the state, as far as land area, is red. The rest is blue. And I understand the policy, as far as population and so forth goes, but we need to get rural America back. We need to get our unions back in force, and we need to get them showing rural America that Democrats really care about them more than the Republicans do, because we do, Matt. Republicans don't care about them. They say they talk right. All the good game, Second Amendment, religious this, religion that. But when it comes down to it, they do not vote in the best interest of the blue-collar workers, period, end of story.
Right. No, you hit the nail on the head. And why don't you and I remind everybody of the following? At one time, Dave Obie represented, Democrat friend of mine, represented northern Wisconsin. Al Baldus, friend of mine, Democrat, represented La Crosse, Eau Claire, and western Wisconsin. Les Aspin, friend of mine, represented the 1st Congressional District and all the rural areas between Janesville and Kenosha. And so we had people up in the 8th Congressional District. We had Father Bob Cornell, and we had other Democrats that represented the Green Bay and the northeastern part of the state. So it has happened in the past, and it will happen again. And I understand what some of the issues are and all that. But our state candidates have won. Tammy Ball, our senator, won. She won some of the, at least did better in many of those areas and actually won some of them. Tony Evers got elected twice, and Josh Call's been elected. Sarah Godlewski's been elected. So people kind of get it in this state, but I think what you're saying has a lot of resonance to it, and that is there's got to be a plain, flat-out statement. Because remember something. At one time, the rural areas throughout the country were Democratic. That was true in Nebraska. That was true in Kansas. That was true in the South. And it can and will happen again. And whatever it is, and two guys aren't smart enough to do it by themselves, but the consensus, the common wisdom is, how do we let people know that the Democratic Party is the party that shares their values and that we are the Americans? We're not the cult of Trump. Thanks a lot for calling. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. Jack, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, first of all, your statement about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet, I think, is a bit old-fashioned. Fascism has rumbled in on Clydesdale hoofs these days. I want to mention a couple of statements from a German-American historian who studied the Nazis extensively, and you may know of her. Her name is Hannah Arendt.
And, yes, I do.
I'm not surprised. Two of these statements that she's made are as follows. First, the constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure that no one believes anything anymore. And the second statement, which gets to the heart of our problem here in this country, is the ideal subject of totalitarian rule is not the convinced Nazi nor the dedicated communist, but people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, true and false, no longer exists. Now, obviously, if you can't tell the truth from fiction, how can you tell whom to vote for? So what do? You vote for the loudest, the most recent voice, which for the last 4, and I even say as many as 9 years since 2015, has been the MAGA that has been amplified by the media, even the legitimate media that allows repetition of those lies with little or no rebuttal. Among other things, the legitimate media should have constantly been saying, this guy is a felon, this guy instituted an attempted insurrection, trying to overturn a legitimate election in America. He tried to take over American government, but right. They haven't been repeating that nearly as much as all you've heard is the MAGA lies. Oh, the immigrants are rapists and they're right. Drug lords.
Jack, you're hitting the nail on the head, and we have to go to a brief break. Thank you for calling. Hannah Arendt is also the one that came up with the phrase, the banality of evil, that evil people sometimes are just banal as hell, and it's not until too late that you find that out. We're going to step away a little bit. Jack, thanks for calling. The lines are open. We'll be back shortly.
Everything's okay, but I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back.
The grown-up gift list text to win contest. Text the word winter, W-I-N-T-E-R.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underley sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee on Friday referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. The report found that the amount of air pollution from sources like ozone and carbon monoxide has continued to decrease, but the pace of decrease slowed due to Canadian wildfires and a warmer-than-usual summer. Their data shows statewide ozone concentrations have dropped by about 15% over the previous two decades. Due to those conditions, some counties in the eastern part of the state have failed to meet the 2015 ozone standard. Beginning on Friday, the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport will host flights with a new carrier. SkyWest Airlines, the regional carrier for United Airlines, will begin offering daily flights to Chicago O'Hare Airport. The flights will have an early morning departure and late evening arrival 7 days per week and an afternoon arrival and departure 5 days per week. In addition to the new daily service, airport officials are reminding residents that Sun Country Airlines has agreed to provide seasonal service to Florida beginning on January 31st. A number of Northwest Wisconsin families will have toys to give their kids for the holidays thanks to an annual toy drive. Royal Credit Union and the Salvation Army have announced they collected over 750 toys for kids during their Giving Never Melts Away drive in November. In addition to the toy collections, the organizations also raised $2,500 from community members. Officials say the toys will be distributed to families in need across the Northwest Wisconsin region and the greater metro area in Minnesota. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It may look pretty outside, but it doesn't feel that way. High temperatures today are struggling to get to the single digits, with wind chill values making it feel more like 15 to 25 below. Winds are still a bit feisty, and temperatures fall back sub-zero tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's zero at our studios.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, a review of the latest Trump transition troubles with Courier Newsroom National Correspondent Kia Vakil and former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Todd Oboe Show. Matt Glynn sitting in as guest host, broadcasting from Racine, and Mr. Zommers. Could you give us a brief update on this puzzle contest? We want to see as many people as possible win. How's it going?
Yeah, so the grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest is going on throughout the rest of this week and next week. And right now, people who text in during this hour are eligible to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. The keyword to text in on the Civic Media app is winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. And throughout the rest of the contest, it'll be alternating in random order between the Chula Vista Resort getaways and $100 cash. And everybody gets entered in to win one of 8 grand prizes at the end of next week. So make sure you have the Civic Media app, text in winter, and pay attention throughout the week ahead to hear the other keywords.
Terrific information. Thank you, Mr. Zommers. Now we're going to go right to the lines. This show is all about the lines. Ann of Chippewa Falls, my friend. Thanks for calling. Ann, what's in your mind today?
Yes, I just have 2 comments. First of all, rural areas, they should be pro-Democrat. We have free and reduced meals for children in school, and parents are struggling. We have daycare costs lowered. Social Security saved, housing, affordable housing. I could go on and on. I'm not sure what these people voted for. And as far as abortion, I'm tired of Republicans saying we are the party of killing babies. I'm pro-women, period. I'm pro-women. It's health care, period, for women. I'm not pro-abortion. And this is what they do. They change the message to make us look like we're baby killers. I get so tired of this message. I am a Democrat, and I believe in women. Women have the right to make what's best for their bodies. And I don't understand why people, you know, if this was men, if men had to get fixed, I bet it would be a way different situation. Anyways, I just wanted to share those, and I love what you're doing. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you very much, Ann. Very, 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 very profound comments. And I will say this. Remember, as far as the rural area, my friend Bill Proxmire, who is my mentor, he's one of the guys that got me into politics, and as a good friend and mentor, Bill Proxmire in 1976 got 70% of the vote, 70% of the vote in Wisconsin. 70%, Bill Proxmire, Democrat. He got 66% of the vote in Waukesha County. Bill Proxmire, Democrat, 1976. Gaylord Nelson won heavily statewide. It can be done. It will be done again. And I'm going to leave you one more fact. In West Virginia, 60% of the population over 62, their only income is Social Security. 60%. Nationwide, bumping up on 50% of the people, their only income is Social Security. So when the Trump people, Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk, and Trump goes, well, yeah, they weren't elected to anything. They weren't elected to anything. And, you know, Elon Musk is from South Africa. Then he moved to Canada. As an adult, he came here to the United States. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, was born here. His parents were from India. But do you think that Vivek Ramaswamy and do you think that Elon Musk care about you? Really? Remember, in the caste system in India, the lower class people, the untouchables, called Dalits, D-A-L-I-T, Sanskrit word meaning oppressed or burdened, they treat them like dogs. Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk look on the average person as to be treated like a dog. And if they ever start cutting Social Security, we're going to get back to like pre-Franklin Roosevelt, where old folks had to move in with their kids, or they'd be in a hut in the woods somewhere eating cat food with no heat. And this has got to stop. And people in rural areas have got to be told by our friends, because we are. I have relatives in Wisconsin Rapids, Random Lake, Monroe, and Hayward. Now, Hayward, Monroe, Wisconsin, down in Greene County, Random Lake in Sheboygan County, okay, and the Whiskey Rapids. We want our Social Security, period, end of story. We don't want Vivek Ramaswamy or Elon Musk lying about it and then pulling a fast one at the end. I want to talk about something, the point of personal privilege, and Todd, I will strongly encourage this. As you may know, I'm an author. I've written 5 books. They're all available wherever books are sold. But there's one that I think that you may want to consider during the holiday period as a stocking stuffer. I wrote a 3-book series by contract with Speaking Volumes Publishers about a math genius, a kid who's a high school kid, then a college kid, then a grad student, who is the greatest mathematical mind in the history of mankind. Obviously, it's a superpower. I put him in on it. The 3 books are Hunting Bernie Weber. This is the Bernie Weber Math Genius series. Hunting Bernie Weber, China Code, and Milwaukee Jihad. And in it, Bernie has to solve seemingly insolvable mathematical problems to break the codes of the Chinese and ISIS to prevent a catastrophe. They're basically very humorous. They're comedies. The idea is that people that, if you don't like math, you do like math, you're afraid of math, you go, oh, math, you know, and then you think, what, a goblin jumped out of a tree at you. This is a way. I've seen kids that from high school, middle school, read it and laughed because he's a boy hero and he does the right thing. He comes from the wrong side of the tracks. And there's no math in it in the sense that would scare you, equations or any of that stuff. It's very common sense. You may really get a kick out of it. So it would be a point of personal privilege to me if you would consider. You get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Reads, Apple Reads, anywhere. But go on Amazon somewhere and go, Matthew J. Flynn. There's 4 Matthew Flynns who write books, so you don't want the other 3. I'm not saying they're bad guys, but my book, Matthew Flynn, Bernie Weber Math Genius Series, 3 volumes. And in Hunting Bernie Weber, Bernie gets chased all around, in that case, Milwaukee. And if you know Milwaukee, you know River West, UWM, Three Brothers Restaurant, Brady Street, you will get a real kick out of where Bernie is chased and how he gets away and how he solves the problem. In China Code, the Chinese come over to get him, the Chai Coms, and Bernie takes care of business. And in Milwaukee Jihad, ISIS comes over to take care of him, and Bernie takes care of business. You really get a kick out of it. Bernie Weber Math Genius Series by Matthew J. Flynn. And I'd be appreciate very much if you consider getting one or all 3 of them as stocking stuffers for your friends and your family. I want to hit another issue that's absolutely critical, and that is the issue of the Supreme Court race coming up in April. There'll be a primary in February. There are only 2 candidates right now. They can file by the beginning of January. There may be more. But the 2 principal candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. I know Susan Crawford. She's a judge in Dane County. She's a good judge. She's actually a very independent judge. And she was a lawyer in a great firm in Madison, headed up by my law school classmate and friend, Les Pines. She's a good litigator, good lawyer, independent and honest. Her opponent, and I'm going to vote for her opponent is Brad Schimmel. Brad Schimmel is a Republican. He used to be Attorney General. Josh Call beat him. He is a judge in Waukesha County now. He is, to put it charitably, a flatline Trumper. Do not, if you're in discussions with friends or neighbors or hear this race mentioned, say, oh, it's a case between a liberal and a conservative. It is not. It is a case between a one circuit judge, Susan Crawford, with good litigation experience in a private firm, who's very, very independent and always comports herself with the greatest judicial demeanor, and Brad Schimmel, who frankly is a Trumper. Trumpers are not conservatives. Trumpers are part of the cult of Trump. We've seen his skeleton hand reach into the federal judiciary, corrupt the U.S. Supreme Court, corrupt some of the federal bench. He should not be able to extend his skeleton hand into the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That he can't do. I was a law clerk when I got out of law school. I'm a graduate of UW-Madison Law School. And I was a law clerk for one of the greatest judges in Wisconsin history, Thomas E. Fairchild. Thomas E. Fairchild was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for 10 years. And then Lyndon Johnson made him a federal judge, and he was the chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, just under the U.S. Supreme Court. Good friend of Hubert Humphrey, if Hubert had won the 1968 election, Tom Fairchild was his number one choice for the Supreme Court. And to think of Tom Fairchild being on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then what Brad Schimmel is trying to do is just wrong. I mean, it frankly is wrong. This is not a race between a liberal and a conservative. This is a race between a measured independent judge who sits on the bench in the circuit court in Dane County against a flatline Trumper. It is very important that Trump's fingers do not get into the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We've already had some Wisconsin legislators who have sucked up to Trump so massively. Remember the one guy a couple of years ago? He was afraid of Trump, and he wrote to Trump, and he said, I have your picture on my socks. And what man says, I have another man's picture on his socks? What kind of a weird thing is that? Why not put his picture on your skivvies, for God's sake? I mean, this is ridiculous. These people are afraid of Trump. They are Trumpers, and you can't have that in the judiciary. You just simply can't have it in the judiciary. Give you an example. Trump has threatened Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, Christopher Wray, the outgoing FBI director. He threatened Christopher Wray for, quote, invading my house in Mar-a-Lago. Hey, hold the phone. He had a subpoena because you refused to turn over confidential secret documents, and they went and found them. You had them stacked in the bathroom. You had them stacked in the bathroom so the Ruskies could have busboys and maids and guests go there and browse through them, see what information we'd gotten from the Ruskies from our agents, then arrest the agents. In the year after Trump did that, we lost an unusually high number of agents in Russia. They were captured and executed, and the CIA put out a station memo to all stations, which was covered in the New York Times. Somehow they got access to it. It said, we're losing assets in these countries. We don't know why. Be careful. Be careful. And this guy, Trump, is threatening people for what? Exercising subpoenas for catching him with top secret documents. He didn't have them in some confidential place. He had them in the bathroom and in a supply closet and in a dressing room for brides over the ballroom, so that fake busboys, fake maids, guests, spies all over Mar-a-Lago. How many spies do you think there are in Mar-a-Lago right now? How many? It's a public place. You can go in there and you roam around. That's what he did. And we do not want him doing that in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We must elect Susan Crawford. We cannot elect Brad Schimmel. That's very, very important. And we've got to stand up for Trump. One of the tough things is going to be if somebody in the CIA, if he says, I want a list of all our secret agents in Russia. Do you give it to them? I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Okay, we're going to step away briefly. We're coming back. The lines are open. The lines are open. This is About the Lines, coming back very shortly.
And remember, for the grown-up gift list text to win contest, the keyword this hour for a stay at Chula Vista Resort is winter.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours. And then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back. Todd Albow Show, Matt Flynn, direct guest host. We have five callers on the line, and I have 6 minutes to fit you in. Thank you for calling. I'm going to get to each of you if I can. Please confine your comments or questions to 45 seconds. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC. Thanks for calling, Mark. 45 seconds. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, let's remember that Brad Schimmel actually, you know, gave Scott Jensen a get-out-of-jail-free card so he could continue to be a lobbyist, and how much money has Mr. Schimmel got from the higher masters of Scott Jensen. And I think it's particularly ironic going that, was it Comer or one of the other Republicans, saying there's so much fraud in Medicare and all that, when the biggest fraudster in American history up to that one point in time is a colleague of them, you know, that Rick Scott of Florida. You had to take that fifth how many times? And that was for United Healthcare.
Right. That's an excellent point. You're right. Rick Scott took the fifth many times before a grand jury on Medicare fraud. Thank you very much, as always, Mark. Gary of Madison, my friend, 45 seconds. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
And Matt, great to hear you again. I wanted to ask, since I believe that enough states have signed on for the Equal Rights Amendment, what is it that Biden can do at this point?
That's a very good point. And Biden can support it publicly. He is supporting it publicly, the ERA. And that's been kicking around a long time. It has to pass, obviously, as an amendment, the House, and then it has to go to three quarters of the states. He has, what, 6 weeks to go? He should get behind it very, very hard. Thank you a lot for calling. Excellent call. Robert is next up. Robert, and I'm not clear where you're from. Alma, I think. Robert, what's in your mind today?
Eau Claire.
Eau Claire, I beg your pardon. Close enough.
Yeah.
Sorry, my handwriting's bad. What's on your mind today, Robert?
That's fine. No problem. Listen, I just wanted to quickly say thank you for the work that you're doing and for the work through Civic Media that's being done. There needs to be much more of it. The legacy media helped get Trump elected. And, you know, and I think the Democrats just need to be, you were talking about it earlier, much more aggressive. It's like, I don't know when some, if, yeah, they need to wake up, be much more aggressive and, take care of business. It's like with Merrick Garland, it's like Trump should have been in jail 2 years ago.
Right. That's a very profound point. Civic Media is really the only commercial statement in a station in the state that is between us and this MAGA crew. I mean, public radio is great, and obviously there's some TV, MSNBC, but Civic Media is it, and I really appreciate it. And you're right. I mean, Merrick Garland, to be very honest with you, I think was a very weak, ineffective attorney general. I think that Biden picked him because he had a lot of stature. He'd been nominated for the Supreme Court, but he sat back. He was timid. He wouldn't bring prosecutions early on. He wouldn't do a lot of things. And he didn't understand that when you're fighting against a fascist front, frankly, is what you're fighting against, a violent front, you've got to be much more aggressive. You're exactly right. Thank you. Matt of Middleton, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Matt?
Hey, Mr. Flynn. So good to hear you. About rural America and farmers, just tell them about Musk and these fascists that want to privatize farmland and give it to corporate billionaires. They are trying to steal from the treasury, steal from the country. This was a civil war that we did not want to wake up to because Roger Stone and these Christian nationalists have been around for decades. They were a threat in the 30s, and they're back. And yeah, Democrats didn't take it serious, and I agree with the previous callers. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you. Excellent comments. And the thing is, if somebody makes $1 billion and it starts a company, employs people, fine, that's terrific. But Elon Musk has too much power, and Vivek Ramaswamy has too much power. They weren't elected to a damn thing, and they're trying to subvert the power of the person, the Congress. We've got to stand up to that kind of illegitimate exercise of power. Finally, Allie, I think, Allie, I'm not sure if you're Middleton or Madison, but Allie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm in Madison. I'm thinking about Josh Call and Truquest. If there's a trial, are they going to call the false electors to testify? And the other point about that is, are Truquest kind of in the hard spot because if he claims Trump was fraudulent to him, but yet he has to be very careful, he'll get on Trump's naughty list. So that's all I got.
You're a good lawyer because I think Truppas is the guy that actually pled guilty down in Georgia. So he'll have a hard time changing his tune. Trump, they're death threats. I mean, Trump is the kind of guy who is violent by encouraging others to make death threats. As far as will the fake electors be called, Josh Call could decide to call them. And also the defense could decide to call them. I think the defense, to save their worthless skins, may call them to try to minimize what, say, Truppas did and Roman did and this other one. But I think it's an insufficient prosecution when all 10 fake electors get off scot-free and they're being presented as they themselves haven't been defrauded. What's that all about? Come on. These guys snuck around. They snuck in there. They were told not to tell the press. They went, oh, that's great. If you're an honest person, a guy goes, hey, I want you to come to a meeting and conceal it. I go, why am I going to that meeting? What kind of crazy stuff is going to happen there? Well, let me tell you something. I really enjoyed guest hosting from my friend Todd. Todd will be back tomorrow from Seattle, Washington. Thank you for all the callers. Terrific. We learned a lot from your calls. And this is Matt Flynn Direct signing off for Todd Albo. Your day will come.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus, a Law Review, James Santel will join me to discuss the ramification of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Biden administration officials say Israel and Hamas agree on the broad terms of a proposed ceasefire in Gaza. In Israel, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says an agreement could be very near.
I am here today because I believe every day matters, and we are going to use every day we have to try to close the deal as soon as we possibly can.
Officials in Louisville, Kentucky have reached an agreement with the Justice Department on police reforms. Mayor Craig Greenberg.
This the consent decree agreement will ensure our officers are committed to protecting the constitutional rights of residents while improving public safety.
Time magazine has named Donald Trump its Person of the Year for the second time. Dallas Miller is visiting Trump's hometown, New York City, from Toledo, Ohio, and he ain't having it.
I think it's disgusting. There were